Good morning and welcome to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative. Coming to you this morning from the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce radio studios located on the lower level of the Chamber building at 101 Pier Street. And of course, as we like to say, 101 Pier Street is the home of Economic Development 101, Community Enhancement 101, and a whole bunch of other positive community programs. Folks, we begin each Saturday by saying thank you to our program sponsor. And so on behalf of our producer, Mr. Justin Barker of Powell Broadcasting, we want to thank Chris Bogenreef of NAI United. Today, I'm very, very pleased to be joined by two guests. One is no stranger to these airwaves and no stranger to our Siouxland community. The other, a first-time guest, but they represent STEM, also known as Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Mission. Dr. Steve Meyer, did I get that right?
You got it right, Chris.
It's an important acronym, and joining Dr. Steve Meyer, the founder of STEM and an orthopedic surgeon at CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota, is the U.S. Executive Director of STEM, Dwight Freeburg. Dwight, welcome to Grow Siouxland.
Thank you so much, Chris. Glad to be here.
Well, we're thrilled to have you guys both in studio. Thanks for spending part of your Saturday with us. And here we're just a couple of days, actually just 48 hours, Steve, from you embarking on another trip to Tanzania. We're going to talk extensively in the second half of that program about this trip. By the way, what number trip is this?
This is number 65, Chris.
So 64 times you've traveled to Tanzania for this medical mission. So it is clearly, although your profession is that of an orthopedic surgeon, your vocation is a missionary in Africa.
Yeah, that's my passion. That's the why of everything else that I do, and it's about making an impact in the world and transforming lives for Christ wherever we go, whether it's on the airplane or in Tanzania or back here in Siouxland, bringing kids and people over to Tanzania to really see what it's like to see God in action in a real way.
You know, Steve, if you and I had a podcast, we could probably knock out literally a couple of hours. Unfortunately, we only have a half an hour this morning, but for those who don't know your background, real quickly, tell us about where you grew up and where you went to school.
Yeah, a little farm boy from Hartley, Iowa. Went to Augustana College for a year after graduating valedictorian in a huge class of 50, so that's what an accomplishment, right?
Hey, valedictorian is valedictorian. I don't care how many kids are in the class. That's impressive. Congratulations. And I know you have a couple of kids that are excelling academically as well.
Yeah, and then I went to Iowa State, played a little football for Iowa for Earl Bruce, went to Iowa to medical school, did an orthopedic residency in Kentucky, and came back to Siouxland, and I've been here for 32 years practicing orthopedics in Siouxland.
And for those who don't know orthopedics, a quick summary of the joints that you work on.
Yeah, you know what? I'm a pediatric orthopedist by training. I did a fellowship at the Shriners Hospital in Lexington, Kentucky, but I also specialize in hip and knee replacement as well as spinal reconstruction. So orthopedics, everything from sports medicine to foot and ankle pain, from the top of your head to the bottom of your toes, anything to do with bones, joints, muscles, or tendons, CNOS can take care of you.
And Steve, real quickly, I know that here we've just enjoyed the completion of the graduation season. You have a couple of kids that are doing really well academically and in college right now. Tell us about your family.
Yeah, my son Joshua is going to start medical school at Creighton University's new campus in Phoenix, Arizona. He wants to be an interventional radiologist. He's a whiz at physics and engineering. My daughter Liz just graduated from Wheaton College with a 4.0 after playing softball there for 4 years. She's taking a gap year and wants to go to medical school, probably at Iowa. And Joseph, my youngest, is in the honors program at Southern Cal, University of Southern Cal, and he is a 4.0 so far and wants to be a plastic surgeon. So I don't know, like father, like son and daughter. I must have done something not good enough to discourage them from the field of medicine because all three of them want to be surgeons.
Well, that's fantastic. And a shout out to those three children who are doing very, very well. And we wish them continued success academically. And Dr. Meyer, today you brought along with you your executive director, Dwight Freeburg. Dwight, welcome. And how long have you been with STEM now?
Thank you, Chris. I've been with STEM almost a year. In fact, The end of June will be a year, so just about 11 months. And I did not start with STEM. I'm really new to it. The first time I traveled to STEM was 2 years ago, almost exactly 2 years ago. I went there on a mission, an educational mission. My background is teaching. And I went to Tanzania to get in the classroom and just see what it was like. And I was introduced to the whole thing, everything we do there, and I was extremely touched by it.
Well, and you have a trip 48 hours away as well, and we're going to talk about that trip extensively after the break. Before we get there, however, tell us about where you grew up.
Sure. I am from Sergeant Bluff, and I grew up there and still live there. I went to high school at Sergeant Bluff, and as did my wife and my parents' farm. South and east of Sergeant Bluff, and I still help them. My brother's taken over that operation now, but I dipped my foot in that a little bit. I was a sports person, and I did all of them. I football, basketball, track, baseball, everything I could get involved with. From there, I went on to the University of South Dakota, and I learned how to teach there, and I ran hurdles. I was on the track team at USD.
Now, hold on. Mm-hmm. Are those the 400 lows or are those the 110 highs?
Right. Well, those were the 400 intermediates.
Ooh.
In college. Yeah, is pretty much what I did.
Those are brutal. I have to tell you, of all the track events and field events, and it was pole vault and 800s and 400s and everything above and below it, the hardest is the 400 hurdles. It is a brutal race.
There's no question. It's not for everybody. That's exactly true, but that's kind of the story of my life. So it's okay. I enjoyed them. I found a lot of satisfaction out of training for it and then being successful at it. I really enjoyed it.
So what did you study at USD?
Yeah, I was a history education major. And I went on after my time at USD, and I taught for a couple of years at Walt Hill, Nebraska, on the Omaha Indian Reservation. And I came from there to Sauce City, and I spent the last 31 years of my teaching career teaching largely history, but also world geography at Sauce City. I was involved with a class called Local Living History. And I started that class in my last 5 years of teaching because I thought that a local history department ought to be able to tell the local history of an area and interview people involved in the history of that town. So we interviewed a whole bunch of people. We interviewed everyone from the mayor to the commissioner to a whole bunch of veterans. We interviewed 70 veterans. We interviewed them as we started this. Steve Shadle and I got this involved. We were interviewing for the Veterans History Project through the Library of Congress. And as COVID hit and the Library of Congress kind of shut down, we found the Siouxland Freedom Park was really kind of ramping things up in terms of their fundraising and such. And they became very interested in our interviews. And as it turned out, our interviews ended up being what they used and kind of the centerpiece around the opening of the Siouxland Freedom Park when the Interpretive Center opened here about a year ago. And that was those interviews are all done by Sauce City students, and that was a really cool, really cool adventure. And we got to introduce them to a lot of really, really good people. And I think everybody got a good experience out of it.
So 30 plus years as a classroom instructor, one visit to Tanzania literally changed your life.
That's right. It came, I guess, just at the right time. God's timing, if you will. I was looking to wind down my career. What I really wanted to do, to be honest with you, it wasn't East African ministry. It was, I wanted to get back to teaching. But I needed to take a break because of that project. When we wrote up our interviews into two-page vignettes, I did 40 of those, but I had 30 left to do. My students did 40 of those. We had 30 left to do, and I wanted to get those written up, and I wanted to get a book published, and I wanted to raise money for the Siouxland Freedom Park. And then I went to Tanzania. After I had decided to retire, this opportunity came up, and I jumped at the chance.
Dr. Steve Meyer, you're about to embark on your 65th trip to Tanzania. Real quickly, before the commercial break, how many people will be joining you on this particular mission trip?
We have almost 20 people from all around Siouxland. Six students from Northwestern College, three or four from Dort, one from Wayne State. Dr. Tom Morgan is coming, a nurse who used to work here at Mercy and at St. Luke's, and her husband are coming along. We have a big medical team. We have a massive, massive outreach program. We're going to see 3,000 patients in the middle of nowhere in 3 days.
It's truly remarkable. You're listening to Grow Siouxland on KSCJ. My name is Chris McGowan. I serve as your host, and today we're joined by Dr. Steve Meyer. Steve is an orthopedic surgeon with CNOS in Dakota Dunes, South Dakota. He's also the founder of STEM, also known as the Siouxland Tanzania Educational Medical Mission. Along with Dr. Meyer today is Dwight Freeberg, the U.S. Executive Director for STEM. And after a short commercial break, we're going to come back and visit with these gentlemen about their upcoming trip to Tanzania. We'll be right back after this short commercial break.
Looking to buy, sell, or lease commercial property in Siouxland? One call is all you need. NAI United, the largest and highest producing commercial real estate firm in Siouxland. Speak with Bo Bronger, Nick Madsen, Aaron Rooney, Nate Connolly, or Chris Bogenried. NAI United has the answers to your questions for commercial real estate in all corners of Siouxland. All NAI agents are licensed in Iowa, Nebraska, and South Dakota. Put NAI United to work for you today. Go to NAIUnited.com and learn more. NAI United, uniquely positioned to serve your needs.
Welcome back to Grow Siouxland. Chris McGowan with the Siouxland Chamber of Commerce and the Siouxland Initiative, coming to you from the Siouxland Chamber studios located on the lower level of our office in the heart of downtown Sioux City. Our guests today represent STEM, and they are about to embark on another mission trip to East Africa and the country of Tanzania. Steve, 48 hours from now, you're going to be on a plane back to this has really become your second home.
Yeah, it really has. And, you know, I tell people, and it's God's honest truth, that I miss Tanzania more when I'm in Sioux City than I miss Sioux City when I'm in Tanzania. No offense to Sioux City, but that country and those people have truly captured my heart.
Well, there's no doubt in your commitment, this being your 65th trip over there is evident. How many years ago did you make the first trip, and what compelled you to do so?
Exactly 28 years ago in 1996, I came back from a trip to China where I had a very transformative born-again type experience smuggling Bibles into mainland China, believe it or not, which at that time was a capital offense.
Still is.
Still is, with YWAM. And came back and talked to Pastor John Gertz at Morningside Lutheran Church, and he said he was looking for someone to lead a team to Tanzania. And I said, I'm your man. And we went, and I walked off that airplane in 1996, Chris. And I can tell you, I felt just a message from the Holy Spirit that I was meant for this mission. And Pastor John and I and a few people put together STEM. And over the last 27 years, we've sent over 20,000 kids to high school and university. We've done 1,000 operations. The first hip and knee replacement ever done in that country were done by yours truly. We have a beautiful orphanage with 51 wonderful kids. We feed 5,500 kids hot lunch at school every day. These kids were going to school at 7 a.m. with no breakfast, no water, no lunch all day long, and they were all failing. And within a year, we took the graduation success from grade school to high school, passing into high school from 38% of kids to 83%, and now it's nearly 100% of kids. We're transforming a village at a time, feeding five, and we feed these kids for roughly 4 cents per kid per day. So you think about the impact you can have on people's lives. We actually had the number one student in the entire country of Tanzania a year ago, and the number one physics student in the country of Tanzania who went through our program. So it's not just giving them money to go to school, it's mentoring, it's teaching them leadership skills, accountability, integrity. That's really what we're all about. And wherever we see a need, we're going to meet it. And this trip, we're meeting a need where last year we went to this remote. And when I say remote, I mean this is, you know, beyond Pisgah, Nebraska remote. This is the middle of nowhere. And last year we saw 1,800 patients in 2 days.
And I think it's safe to say most of these people have never been seen by a physician.
They've never had health care. They walk 30 miles to get there. And this year, we're going to see 3,000 plus patients in 3 days. We have 20 volunteers from the U.S. going, including all these kids, and a couple of other doctors and volunteers from Tanzania. And in addition to addressing healthcare needs, where we provide all the medicine they need for at least a month for each patient at $3.80 per person. So the math is we need to raise $10,000 just to buy our medicines plus accommodations, which are going to be tents, and like army tents and cots where we're going to sleep and stay. But it's the most beautiful accommodations ever. You're in the middle of the African bush. And then we're going to pass out Bibles and teach people about Jesus and why. What's really important is the why. The why we do this is to truly exemplify what Christ exemplified to us, is to take care of the hungry, heal the sick, and teach people how to treat each other with respect and integrity across different countries and cultures and creeds, that we're all God's people and we need to take care of one another. And that's what STEM is really all about in a nutshell.
Well, Steve, God bless you for your ongoing efforts and everything that you have done, are doing, and will continue to do for the people of East Africa and specifically Tanzania. And Dwight Freeburg, as Dr. Steve Meyer is the dean of traveling to Tanzania, you're kind of a rookie. What number trip is this for you?
This trip will be my fifth. When we leave, it'll be my fifth trip. My first, but it's been a whirlwind because my first one came in June of 2022. They've all been unique. They've all been interesting, and they have been fantastic. I was really touched by my first trip that I went there. When I saw what we do, I was interested in it because I'm adopted myself. And we have an orphanage, as Steve mentioned, that we serve 51 children at the orphanage. And we don't just take them in. We want to make sure that it doesn't feel like an institutional upbringing. We want to make sure that it feels like a family. And so they are in smaller groups. They each have each group has a mama and an auntie, and they are loved and they are educated and they are taught about Jesus. And they're obviously fed, and they're very, very, very well cared for. And it's just a beautiful thing. And I think that, more than anything, that's what touched me. As someone who's adopted, that's what touched me the most.
Steve, it's an educational and medical mission, but there's a religious aspect to this, and I'm wondering if there's any resistance to your introduction of Christianity.
Not at all. In fact, they welcome what we do because they see what we do. Even We have a meeting every single time we go. 65 trips, we have a meeting with the village leaders. And we have another meeting with the pastors. And an imam from the Muslim community comes with the pastors and prays with us. And they are very supportive of what we're doing.
So this is really an ecumenical experience because you have multiple religions coming together. And while you may be introducing them to biblical principles and passing out Bibles, it's the education and the medicine that is a priority, as well as the faith-based foundation.
Absolutely, Chris. And no one ever came to a personal relationship with Jesus by getting beaten over the head with the Bible or shamed into telling them they're going to hell for not following Christ. It's following our example of love and compassion and caring for other people that change people's hearts.
And of course, St. Francis of Assisi, this quote is often attributed to him, probably erroneously, but nonetheless, go out and preach the gospel and use words if you must.
Absolutely, and that's exactly what we're doing. And I don't want to forget the fact, too, that we also have a very, very intense and growing agricultural aspect of our ministry, especially in this agricultural environment that we're in. We are trying to turn our 100-acre farm not only into an economic engine to support all the projects we do in the local community, like building classrooms, latrines, roads, electricity for the local villagers. We want to raise money, but we also want to develop an agricultural technology training center, because in Tanzania last year, the average corn yield was 26 bushel an acre. And that's why people are starving. So if we can teach them modern agricultural technology, how to farm, how to do livestock husbandry in a real way, the average time from birth to butchering of a hog over there is 27 months. We do it in 5. So think of how we could change lives,
sure,
change the economy. So anybody out there with an ag background, get a hold of Dwight, because he's helping spearhead this awesome agricultural endeavor.
And so, Steve, while you have a thriving medical practice and you're the founder of this mission, and you're a father, a lot going on, but the leadership for STEM now belongs to your U.S. Executive Director, Dwight Freeburg. And Dwight, I know that fundraising is a huge priority to make sure that STEM can continue to make a difference in the lives of these Tanzanians. Tell us about what kind of support you need at this time and where people can learn more about how they may support STEM.
Absolutely. Thank you. We've really come an interesting journey with STEM, even though I haven't been here very long. But traditionally, the fundraising for STEM has come from the Night of Hope auction. It's a one-night event in November. This year, it's going to be out at the Dakota Dunes, the Holiday Inn Express out there, November 14th. But before that, what we've really had to do on this was just rely on that. We're trying to move to a more monthly donation model and get people to, if they feel so moved by the mission, to donate monthly. And we've really had some success with that, and we're continuing to go forward with that. We're also, for the first time ever, going to have a fundraiser in Tanzania, which is really kind of a unique deal. A lot of Americans have come to us and said, we're doing this for the people in Tanzania. What are they doing? And we are going to have an enormous gala over there, and we hope to raise an amount of money. We'll see how much that is, hopefully around $50,000 if we can do that. And that will happen on this trip as well as the medical mission, the outreach to Bahama.
And in the final minute that we have today, Steve, if people want to give, where can they learn more and where can they send checks?
Yeah, we really need some help on this big mission. Think about traveling 6 hours, staying in tents, transportation, medicine for 3,000 people. So we're trying to raise $10,000 in the next few days to provide medicine for 3,000 people. So you can get on our website, stem.org. You can check out STEM on Facebook and Instagram. $100 will provide all the medicine for 32 patients. 32 people's lives will be changed. STEM website, stem.org, also has a link to this mission. And we're also looking for money to buy Bibles to give everyone that we see in that village who wants one at the outreach their own Bible.
And Steve, real quickly, how long are you going to be gone on this particular trip?
We'll be gone 2 weeks, and we're going to change tens of thousands of lives.
We wish you safe travels. God bless you both and those who travel with you for the difference that you're making. Thank you for your vocation and dedication to this mission. And we'll be back with more on Grow Siouxland next Saturday. For Dr. Steve Meyer and Dwight Freeburg, I'm Chris McGowan. See you next Saturday.